Oh, I think with Jeremy Minor, and I get the same like vibes from your content where you guys try to not come across super like desperate or pushy. Yeah. I feel like it's more like laid back.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that?
Well, we're in the least trusting time of humans ever.
Okay.
Right? When somebody sees a salesperson or hears a salesperson, automatically walls go up, right?
Yeah.
Automatically triggered by resistance. So if you walk by the mall and somebody's like, oh my God, like, hey, please try this nail cream. You're like, oh God, no. Right? Even if you need a nail cream,
yeah.
I don't even know if that's a thing, but you immediately like, oh God, salesperson, right? Oh my God, let me tell you about this opportunity, network marketer, right? Mm-hmm. Automatically because, and not to say anything's wrong with those industries, you know, like there are so many women crushing it in marketing, crushing it at Trade Boost, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like how you communicate with these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do a more laid back, more less pushy style, especially in the beginning of a conversation, because when you meet somebody, regardless if it's at the door, at a business, over the phone, on a Zoom, you only have 7 to 12 seconds to trigger in the prospect's brain curiosity or fight or flight.
Mm.
So with what they're picking up on nonverbal cues from you, like body language, if they can see you, they're picking up on all those subtle hints.
Yeah.
And their brain is like, is this safe or not? And if they feel like you're a salesperson, or if your tone picks that, or if you talk too fast, or if you're like, hey, you know, by the end of this, if you want to do this, just make a decision. If not, just tell me no and everything is good. And I'm like, crap, like I'm going to have to make a decision, you know? Like just doing yourself a disservice. Like, wouldn't you want to make it easier for yourself and make it to where like, hey, I can just neutralize and disarm the person that's in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And like, let's just be chill and let's have a conversation. And if I see that they do need something that I can help, like then I can go in for it.
Yeah.
Versus like, I'm just going to come at you because I want to sell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
You need me. You're the prospect. I'm the person that has a solution. You have problems. I can help solve that. Versus me trying to come in there and like push
it. Yeah. So I guess like, let's start from the very beginning.
Okay.
Okay. So like the very beginning of like a conversation or a sales call or sales meeting.
Okay.
What normally should that conversation look like?
It just depends on how you got this lead and how you're talking to them. It's going to be very different from cold to outbound to inbound, right?
Yeah. Let's pretend like we're in real estate. I don't know if you ever do real estate or not really.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say I'm a homeowner.
Okay.
And you're a real estate investor or a wholesaler, whatever. I don't know. Whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah.
And we are talking over the phone.
Okay.
And I
don't get your phone number.
Paper lead.
Paper lead.
Yeah. Or paper click.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say it's an inbound lead. So I reached out.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, Kayla, I'm calling because I want to get an offer on my house.
Okay.
Yeah. How would that go?
All right. So can I get some more context first?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right. So this person, it's easier if they're calling you, right?
Yes.
Interest, you know, if you were calling them, you'd want to see if they would even be opposed to like looking at, you know, getting cash for the property right now, or, you know, typically with like the type of properties that you're looking for, there's going to be some emotional need as well as a problem that they're trying to fix,
right?
Depending on who I'm talking to. Like I have one girl that she calls like distressed houses, you know, and some of these people are like up for foreclosure or like there's stuff going on. And so she's typically trying to find like a pain point and like consequences if they don't sell the home, and that's how they can sell it fast. And you know, if somebody's calling you, like they're really looking for somebody to buy this home, you know, so it's just about kind of taking them through a process, you know, somebody's calling you, they're saying, I'm looking for the home. Instead of just going into all the ways that you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, you need to know more information about this house.
Okay.
Right. Like you need to know if you can even help them.
Yeah.
Right. And so if I was putting the situation back in your shoes, like what would you need to know about this person in order to see if you can even buy this house?
The price. I would need to know the price.
Yeah, how much you're trying to sell the home for.
Exactly.
Do they typically give you the price that you're going to buy, or are you going to pay way less?
Typically, sellers want more than what we want to offer them.
What else would you need to know about the home?
The condition.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. If it's in good condition, if it's beat up, if it's run down, if it's burnt.
Yeah.
If it's going to be delivered vacant, if it has tenants, owner occupied.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. So maybe like they're calling like, hey, I'm trying to get like price in the home.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, that's not a problem.
Yeah. Right?
So typically just automatically, yeah, it's not a problem. Typically, you know, the way that this kind of call goes is that we ask you a couple things about the property, you know, the condition that it's in, the area of town, like how long you've lived in the home, and maybe like the type of range that you're trying to actually get for the property. And once I kind of understand all those aspects, I can see if we can help. Like, would that be supportive?
Yeah.
Right. And again, I'm making this up off the spot.
Yeah.
But I just want to get them to where they can just calm down. That's all I'm trying to do, is I'm getting them to just
calm down.
Right. Because when you're calling for the type of industry that you're calling for, typically that person needs cash for that home. And when somebody's needing cash and they're calling to get cash for a home because it's in a bad place, or they're in a bad place, mm-hmm. their anxiety level might be a little high.
Mm.
So I'm just trying to get them to calm down so we can have a conversation.
Yeah.
I'm like, for example, can you walk me through like how long you've actually had this home?
Mm-hmm.
And may I ask, like, before we even start, like, is there a particular reason like that you even reached out to us in the first place? Like, what prompted you to actually want to sell this, just so I have a better understanding?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll tell you their intent of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and then just start walking through questions about what they're looking mm-hmm. for. If they say they're wanting a certain price, then maybe you go in with like, okay, yeah, I can see where you're coming from. Can I ask you a crazy question?
Mm-hmm.
If we were able to find, I guess, like a cash buyer that would pay maybe like 10-20% less for the home that you're looking for, like, are you opposed to me showing that to you, or do you just not want me to reach out to you about that at all?
Mm.
You know, and I'm just trying to like find red flags before they can happen.
Mm.
And I'm just listening to how this person makes decisions. So like, what pattern do I hear? Are they talking really fast? Do they seem really, really urgent? Well, can I ask like between you and me here, I guess I'm just trying to understand a little bit better. Why are you really selling this home? Like, what's going on? Just talk to me, you know, and trying to find out like what's going on.
You know? That's interesting.
Listening.
You know, yeah.
Conversations with people versus just like hitting like let's go
yeah.
because they want to talk to the person that feels like understands their situation the most.
Yeah.
Right. So like let's say they called me and before that called two other people and those people just talked to like it was an order taker.
Yeah.
What about this? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like I'll let you know. Blah, blah, blah. Versus then they talk to me and I'm like, oh,
are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Different verbiage. But
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What the heck? Who is this person? They understand me and they care, you know? And I think that that's really important regardless of the industry you're talking to is just, can I find the need of this person? Can I find the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Can they not afford their payments anymore?
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Like, oh my God, how long has this been happening? Okay. I can understand
why
this is so important for you to get house, like cash quickly for this home. Like I get it.
Got it.
What's so your time frame on wanting to sell this just so I have a better understanding? You know, just
yeah. So kind of like discovery. So first you want to like reframe and kind of calm them down.
Yeah. Disarm them.
And then you want to do discovery to figure out time, pain points, and all that stuff.
Sell to be made in the first place.
Yes.
Right. If it's not, then like you didn't waste all your time.
Yeah.
Going through a whole entire scenario. If
yeah.
you find it right then it's like, okay, like let's talk about next steps.